This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The search is on for a man considered armed and dangerous. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office has named Dan Medina as the suspect who opened fire on his own son in a front yard in Cimarron Hills, hitting him in the leg. They say that two men were fighting outside a home last Thursday east of Colorado Springs, and it led to a shooting. The 51-year-old is wanted for attempted murder. Deputies don't believe he's still in the area. An alert is on for whoever rammed a car into a Sportsman's Warehouse in an apparent burglary attempt. Colorado Springs police arrived on the scene at the Citadel Mall around 4 this morning and failed to apprehend the driver or any passengers. It's being investigated as a break-in and attempted burglary, but at this time there's no word on how many items were stolen, if they were stolen, or if any guns were among items stolen. Fort Collins police are now using artificial intelligence to help officers catch up on countless police reports they are required to write. Fort Collins Police Sergeant Robert Younger says it's an effort to save time and get officers away from their desks and back to policing.
My hope is that by utilizing this technology, we'll put people back out on the streets where they can talk to friends, neighbors, community members, be present, respond to calls, be engaged and proactive, and less time inside a building somewhere working on a report.
Fort Collins is only the third police force in the country to try this out. The AI software transcribes body camera video and gives a near verbatim log of an interaction out in the community. Younger says, unlike ChatGPT, this AI doesn't make any assumptions or offer any suggestions. Officers testing the tech in the field must verify the accuracy of the report that's created. The agency estimates it spends about 19,000 hours a year writing reports, but this would cut that time down by about 70%. A man is safe and being treated after getting stuck in a trash collection truck. It happened this morning outside the UC Health Memorial Central Hospital at 1400 East Boulder. The truck had just been disposing of the contents of a dumpster that was outside a nearby restaurant. Fortunately, the trash collection crew heard some noises indicating someone was now in their vehicle's compactor. The Colorado Springs Fire Department was called to help with the situation using one of their ladder trucks to effect the rescue. According to CSFD, the man had been trying to shelter from the cold inside a dumpster when it was picked up. They advised that's not a safe practice. Some Colorado drivers are bracing for delays this summer, and one spot is in Colorado Springs, where crews shut down Airport Road yesterday to do underground work over the next 4 months. They'll be replacing water lines, sewer lines, and storm lines as part of an improvement project for South Academy Boulevard. All businesses in the area will remain open and accessible. Detours are in place and include Pikes Peak Avenue and Shelton Road. In Denver, officials at Denver's Aurora campus say all the grass on the Tivoli Quad will have to be replaced following the conclusion of pro-Palestinian protests.
There's several burn spots where a lot of the structure sat for the 3.5 weeks, and we'll have to do an assessment as far as cleanliness on the quad.
That's Deborah Ashby, a spokesperson for Auraria Campus, which is home to the University of Colorado at Denver, Community College of Denver, and Metro State University of Denver. The protests lasted more than 3 weeks, and demonstrators pitched tents and shelters throughout the quad, leaving large patches of damaged and dead grass. Cleanup crews also reportedly found drug paraphernalia and human waste on the quad, prompting biohazard concerns. Auraria leaders say the encampment has cost the campus an estimated $290,000. And finally for you, a Southern California grocer is selling a luxury pineapple for a lot of cash. The Ruby Glow pineapple sells for $395 at Melissa's Produce. Only a few thousand of the pinkish-red designer pineapples are produced each year by Fresh Del Monte. The Ruby Glow is a result of 15 years of research and experimentation.
Temperatures starting off in the 40s and 50s in most lower-lying areas this morning. We start off in the 30s and 40s for our mountain towns. We do have some gusty conditions, winds gusting around 20 to 30 miles per hour. Those aren't damaging winds, but you'll definitely feel them out the door. Those winds will continue through the afternoon as some more storms move in. We are expecting cooler temperatures in the 60s and 70s as a trough of low pressure starts to take over the state, bringing us that more active weather here in southern Colorado. Thunderstorms bringing small-sized hail is our major concern, especially out toward the eastern plains. I'm Julia Donovan. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.